Beacon Hill lawmakers are home in their districts for the slow month of August, but activists and special interest groups are staking their claims to what they want Massachusetts citizens to vote on next fall at the ballot box. WCAI's Statehouse reporter Mike Dean joins us now from Beacon Hill to go over the ballot questions voters can expect to see next year. Morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Catherine.
Well, this week was the deadline for anyone who was interested in putting forward a ballot question to submit language to the Attorney General's office. So how many submissions did the AG, Maura Healey, get?
Healey's office got almost 30 different questions. A number of those are different versions of the same general idea, so that groups pushing for ballot measures can hedge their bets a bit, you know, if one version isn't quite right legally. The main issues that voters will be hearing about or could hear about next year are mostly tax-related, because, of course, when the budget's tight and the legislature and the governor won't really budge on tax increases, interest groups tend to go straight to voters.
We've heard a lot about the so-called millionaire's tax. That's the additional 4% surtax on incomes over $1 million. What other measures are groups looking to get on the ballot?
The same coalition that's behind that income surtax, they're also trying to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour and to grant workers paid family sick time. The sick time question is actually, it's a good example of an issue advocates on both sides have been fighting for and against for years, and it's just never really gotten through the legislature. Well, now activists have had enough of that legislative chronic gridlock, and they're trying to bring the question directly to voters to decide.
What steps do these ballot question organizers have to take before we actually see these questions on the official ballot?
Healey and her team need to review the legal language to make sure the questions actually qualify to become, you know, ballot initiatives. Then it's up to the organizers, the advocates behind them, to come up with almost 65,000 signatures from registered voters by December. At that point, the House and Senate get one more shot at passing the issue as a bill. If they do, then it's moot. But then it's another 10,000 signatures, and it'll be on the ballot next year. And that's assuming that no one sues and gets it thrown out through court or any other legal meanders, you know?
So quite a bit of work yet to go for these questions to actually make it to a place where they could become legitimate.
Yes.
Another ballot question that could have a huge tax consequence is a reduction of the sales tax.
This is from Massachusetts retailers. They're actually a very powerful lobby up here in the Capitol. They're pushing to reduce the sales tax from the current 6.25% to 5%, where it was a few years ago before the legislature and Governor Patrick signed to bring that up. They're arguing that local retailers are getting slaughtered by tax-free competition from online sellers. And that's all money that's leaving the state economy and not staying on Main Street.
Well, lowering the sales tax could save consumers money, but would it have an impact on the state's ability to pay its own bills and balance the budget?
Lowering the sales tax would certainly then force Democrats in the legislature to take a good hard look at cutting state spending, and that means reducing state services. But it could be just as likely that the legislature moves to increase some of those broad taxes, like income tax or gas tax, to kind of make up that revenue shortfall.
And speaking of the sales tax, the governor announced, somewhat surprisingly, that he supports a sales tax holiday later this month. Is there a chance the tax-free weekend could still happen?
Yeah, the surprise here was in the timing, because passing the sales tax holiday bill, that would require the legislature to come back into session over their August break, and that's pretty unlikely. Legislative Democrats agreed in the spring to skip the sales tax holiday because the budget has been in such bad shape and the revenues aren't really there. They said that they couldn't do without the $25 million or so that holiday cost the state in revenues.
So if Baker supports this, why didn't he make an issue of it before lawmakers left town for the summer break?
Yeah, that's the big question. There were plenty of bills that would have done the same exact thing, and it was also an issue during the budget debate that didn't really come up all that much. The governor's always somewhat supportive of, you know, tax breaks here and there, but this didn't play that big during the budget debate, so it's odd that he files it now. It's also interesting to note that I've asked several members of Baker's staff all week how the governor plans to make up for that $25 million that the holiday would cost the state, you know, what cuts the governor plans to make to equate that, and I got squat for response. So I would say don't hold your breath for a tax-free weekend this summer.
That is WCAI Statehouse reporter Mike Dean, and he's talking to us from the basement of the Statehouse. Thanks so much for talking with us as you do each week, Mike.
Always great to be in this basement and with you.
Have a good weekend.
You too.